I was practicing so much straight vipassana, I told you I've done a lot of retreats. Actually, if you string all the retreats that I've done together, it's probably 8 years worth of retreats in 20. So, after doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result, when I got back to Malaysia and started actually studying, that's when this book came out in 1995. And I was at I was with Keshri Dhammananda, and he there was a lot of excitement when this book came out. Somebody said, would you like a copy? I'd like to donate it to you. I said, yeah, I'd like a copy. As soon as I got it, I started reading what it was saying without having the Suttimagga in my way. And I started understanding it very, very well, very deeply. I could understand what the suttas were saying, and I saw that the instructions in the meditation weren't the same. Now, everybody in practicing any kind of Buddhist meditation, they have an idea of what craving is, but it's just a surface idea. And finding out about that relaxed step, I was doing mindfulness of breathing when I found this, because immediately when I started going to the suttas, I started understanding what it was saying, and I went to the Anapanasati Sutta. And I started reading the instructions, and they weren't anything like the instructions I'd been given for 20 years. So I started sitting down and trying to figure out, what does it mean to tranquilize a bodily formation? I was teaching a retreat in loving kindness at the time, and I just got done giving a Dhamma talk. And as I was walking back, I was thinking about, what does it mean to relax a bodily formation? And I thought, you know, I've always had this tightness and tension in my head. I wonder if that's what it's talking about. So I relax the tension and tightness in my head. And I watched, and I didn't have any thoughts coming up. My mind was really clear and alert. And then I came back to the mindfulness of breathing, relaxing on the in-breath, relaxing on the out-breath. Now I tried relaxing on the in-breath and the out-breath with this relaxed step of letting go of that tightness in my head. And every time, right after I use that relaxed step, I was blown away because my mind was so clear. And I started thinking, well, okay. So I got back to my room and I decided I was going to sit down and practice this and see what happened. I wound up sitting an hour and a half or 2 hours. And I went deeper in that time than I'd ever gone before. And I was considered, in Burma, I was considered a very, very advanced student. And I went deeper So I got pretty enthusiastic about that. I was starting to do it a lot. And that's when I took off for 2 weeks to go to a cave in Thailand. And I would get up in the morning, I would go out on an alms round, I would eat, wash, take a shower, sit down with this book and just read suttas until around noon. Then I would sit from probably around 1 o'clock until 11 or 12 o'clock at night. Then I'd get up and do the same thing again. And after 2 weeks, I was gaining so much insight and understanding by reading these things that I couldn't quit. I promised I was going to come back in 2 weeks. And I came back only because Chief Monk sent somebody to get me after 3 months. But I got a whole lot of deep understanding because I was doing that. So being able to cognize, and I was used to having pains come up in my body when I was sitting, and I saw how the importance of letting that pain be there by itself and relaxing and letting it go completely, just let it be there. It's fine that it's there. It didn't matter. It didn't matter how intense the pain was. Eventually, all those pains went away, and I didn't have any more problem with that. I could sit for sometimes long periods of time, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, without moving. And in Thailand, that's really something, if you can do that. Monks find out, hey, yeah, I'm sitting 4 hours. Wow. You're some kind of, they wanted me to teach them. But there was a problem with the language barrier. They spoke Thai and I didn't. That's basically what it boiled down to. But when I'm telling you these kind of things and how to do them, I'm talking from my direct experience. And I know what works. I really do, even though you might not like hearing what I have to say. It does work. And the closer you can follow these directions, the faster your progress becomes. So, I know you might have painful feeling arise, or you have restlessness of some sort or another arise. Well, okay, let it be there. It's not yours. You didn't ask it to come up. Hindrances are your friend. They're coming to show you where you have an attachment. They're showing you where in the past you broke a precept. And that guilty feeling of breaking the precept is why you take it personally. So keeping the precepts is a real important part of the practice.